Greetings, Brother Hendrik.
Greetings, Brasem. How are you?
I'm doing well, and how about you?
I'm well, no complaints.
Are you
just
cook?
The
are
cor-
you cook?
just the co- just the corona issue, the pandemic. But what
yeah.
can we say? It's life. We have to adjust.
It's life. We must learn to live with COVID-19, coronavirus.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. I'm glad that you could tune in or log in.
Yes.
To the program. Otherwise, the program is an interpreter discussion, and I would like to talk to you about that and your general perspective on entrepreneurship.
Okay.
But what is very important for the listeners and ourselves is that we want to connect with them. We want them, after this 1 hour of talking to you, they must feel that Hendrik is part of them. They know him and he knows them.
That's correct.
You will not know them that way, but you will know them by spiritual connection.
That's correct. On
the energy that you and I will be generating as we talk.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Hendrik Munyeki, before he became an entrepreneur, must tell us who he is. Before you became an entrepreneur, who are you? Where did you grow up? In which part of the country?
Okay, Hendrik is a young man from a small place called New Esteres in Hammanskraal. That's north of Pretoria, Kotswane. I'm from a family of nine. It's a place where no one thought someone like me would come up from that place. Then in the back of my mind, I knew I had to change the narrative, because we never had someone that we can look up to who is from our place, who can actually change the narrative. Mhlambe bakhona, but I don't know of any. But I just told myself I need to be one of those who would come out and actually even inspire young people like me and those who are coming after me. Yes.
Wow. I know New Esteres very well. Actually, it is one of our area where we had the soccer development project.
Wow.
One of our directors, Mr. Philip Sitole.
Yeah.
It's coming from New Esteres.
Wow.
Sporting agency.
So,
and then there is a Stink Butter there.
Yes.
Next
to
New Esteres.
Yes.
Our director for Friends and Supporters Club, Mr. Manelo Malezi, comes from there.
From there.
And
okay.
Then you go down there in Mogorelo. There was Mogorelo Sundown.
Yes.
Was a project, football club project we work with.
Mm.
And then we go further into Kanana. So Hammanskraal and Komeza. Hammanskraal and Komeza are very close. We have a history together there. So I'm glad to hear you from New Esteres.
Thank you, Brasem. I'm actually happy to hear that you have Komeza there as well. So I'm also a music teacher. But by the terms that now we're called facilitators, I'm also a moderator and an assessor.
Sorry for cutting you short. I'm going to come to that. I'm very interested in that. Let's just go back to your growing up. What stands out from your youth days for you?
I'm from a religious family, and then we used to go to church almost every day, and then it's the singing that really stand out from me, because actually it became part of my training when I actually look back now, and I was not aware then, but now because I'm older, I can see that actually this became part of my training, because now I am a professional artist and I'm a professional singer, and yes. I make music. I make a living out of music.
Wow, that is the enterprise we are going to be talking about. When I say Hendrik Munyeki entrepreneur,
yes,
I'm talking about Hendrik Munyeki as an entrepreneur in music industry.
That's correct.
Beautiful. We're going to unpack that, because a lot of youngsters out there and people in general, I think, are going to be fascinated by this, because people always think of music as something that they go for it when they need entertainment. So yes. You have taken it direction. You are an entrepreneur in music.
That's correct.
But you are also entertainer, right?
Yes, person. Yes, I am.
And because you come from a religious tribe, you fellowship a lot through music.
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah, this is very interesting. Mm. I'm feeling it now in the system.
Yeah, that's great. That's a good
I'm
sign.
Feeling it in the system.
Yeah.
But I knew that this day was going to come.
And I'm glad it came, Brasem. I've been.
You still remember? Yeah.
I've been looking up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still remember the first time you and I met at Comeza?
I remember very well, Brasem. I remember very well.
You still remember those curious questions I was asking?
Yes, yes. Ish, yeah.
And I still remember the passion with which you were telling me about your music academy and the work you do somewhere in Ekurhuleni.
Ekurhuleni, right? That's correct. That's correct. That's my place. That's a hub of who Hendrik is.
Is that where you live?
That's correct. Yes, I'm in Benoni.
Tell us a little bit about it. I mean, from New Year's Terrace to Ekurhuleni. I believe that you still have your family in Year's Terrace.
That's correct.
New Year's Terrace.
Yes.
But you professionally, you live in Ekurhuleni.
That's correct. And I've been staying here for, 15 years. I've been this size for
wow.
15 years. In fact, on the 18th of May, Brasem, of last month,
yeah.
I was celebrating yeah. 15 years in the music industry.
Wow.
I was celebrating wow. 15 years.
I'm very proud of those milestones.
Thank you, Brasem.
And I feel the energy in you that you are those entrepreneurs or artists who see music as a struggle.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. I have a different perspective.
You are happily musician.
Yes. And then I don't regret choosing this path. I don't regret at all. Well, we have our ups and downs, but I don't regret, because I know this is where my heart is. This is where my passion is. This is my passion.
Will you say that is where your life purpose is as well?
Yes, it is. I find fulfillment, Brasem, apart from the money side. I find fulfillment from doing what I do. I mean, apart from singing, I'm actually teaching young people at the Music Academy of Gauteng, where I was a student and I graduated and I became a teacher, and I've been teaching here for 10 years.
Wow, sure. You are like a new discovery, man. We are going to take our time to unpack it, to unpack you, because this energy that I feel, I want the audience to feel it as well.
Yes.
Now, let's go back to Amato, to New Year's Terrace.
Yes, Pastor.
Are you still in touch with your hometown, New Year's Terrace? Any type of project and anything else that you do? They always say that, you know,
charity begins at home.
Shine at home first. Charity, that's a good English. Good English. I was looking for that. Charity begins at home. Anything that you do for them to be proud of
Brasem, I'm so sad because of COVID, kind of disturbed my plan for this year. I'm in discussions with the Department of Arts and Culture to do workshops at our at the schools in Esteres, where I grew up. Mm. Yes, so because of COVID, I couldn't do those workshops. You know, so perhaps it's something that we can look at later on this year, but it's something that is in the pipeline that I've been working so hard for, and then I would actually pursue it, because it's the plans are bigger for my hometown, because I haven't been home really haholo, but I would really love to actually even have a performing arts center there.
Yes. Wow. Because so that's your dreams.
That's true. That's one of my dreams. That's one of things that I'm actually hoping to have at home.
And how many siblings do you have?
I have about 6 siblings.
Yes. So it's a big family.
It's a very big family. We used to be 9 Brasem. So three passed away, yes. Three passed away. We are
And you are number?
I'm the second last.
Second last. Yes. Ah, okay. You just couldn't make it to be the last.
No, otherwise I could have been spoiled. Maybe I could have been spoiled.
Yeah. And mommy and daddy is still alive?
Very much alive. Really, they're pensioners. They're very loving people.
Wow. And you said they belong to a church. Which church is it?
We go to different churches, because I'm this side and they go that side. Assemblies of God, they're that side, and I'm actually this side.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Let's talk about your educational journey before you went into the Professional Music Academy.
Yes.
Tell us about your high school. Where do you go? Primary school, high school? What did you study? And how did you end the high school education? Was it enjoyable?
That's a nice one. I went to a primary school called Mato Primary School, Esteres. And then I traveled a lot, Brasem. I'll tell you just now. Mm. So I went to Mato Primary School, and from Mato, I went to Ituteng Commercial High School, Kumweka. That's still in the northwest.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I went there.
Yes.
Then from Ituteng Commercial High School, I went shortly to Maube in Warambat, Wombat.
Oh, yes.
I spent 2 years there. Then I came back to finish my matric at Ituteng Commercial High School. So basically, my parents took me to a commercial high school, hoping that I will become a financial manager, an accountant. Unfortunately, immediately after my matric, during my last paper at the matric, my dad asked me, "Munna, what are you going to do next year?" And then I said, "I'm going to study music." Mm. And he said, "Not in this house." So we those were his words. I actually reminded him lately about those words. I mean, when we look back, I've just celebrated 15 years in the music industry, and then we used to live in a 4-roomed house, and I've built a 12-room house at home with music money.
Wow.
So,
oh my God, that's beautiful.
Yes.
And for those who don't understand this, Tswana,
who will marry a musician?
Basically, that's what it is. But the way he put it, who will marry a guitar?
A guitarist. Yeah, that's true.
So I'm sure he's happy to see you.
Brasem, if he is the most supportive person ever, he doesn't want to miss my shows. He makes sure that he wants to be there. And then, if I remember quite well, after that conversation where he was asking me what am I going to do next year, and After that conversation, he didn't speak to me for some time. And for me to communicate with him, I had to write a letter and give it to my mom. And then my mom will, and then my mom will give me the answer, because he wasn't talking to me. He was disappointed. He was, you know, just like any parent, really. I just thought, or maybe it wasn't really hatred or anything. He's just being overprotective over his children. So he wanted the best. So yeah. I mean, people never thought, or rather, in the olden days, people never thought one would make a living out of music. I mean, going back to the stories of Matatinis and all of them, you know, no parent would say, no parent would want their children to go the same route as Matatinis. But you know, I think they this whole thing has changed now. Times have changed.
Absolutely. What would you say is the characters of you that were groomed by your upbringing and running around that is so evident in you now is
the music, is the singing.
Oh yeah,
it's definitely that Brasem. Yes. It's I mean we used to sing every night around the fire during winter time, you know. And then I didn't realize that was actually becoming part of me. It's still part of me now. So it's what I took from there. That's what I took, definitely what I took from there.
And now you are a performing artist, but you are an entrepreneur, and you establish your own company. And what's the name of your company?
Munyeki Mojalefa Entertainment.
Yes. And when you define it, what are the major offerings of this?
We are an event management company. We also deal with education. Yeah. So we also do artist management. So event management, education, performing arts. That's what it is. Yes.
So but these are music related.
That's correct.
Yeah, so if I want to experience the product of your company, I will come, and many cases because I'm imagining, I'm seeing all these instruments and I'm seeing the stage and I'm seeing a band and I'm seeing you leading the band. Is that right? Is that I'm defining?
Well? It's more. Not only looking in the performing side as well, but we also do. We can manage your event. Not only my event, but we can also manage other people's events. Could be festivals, could be concerts, could be a retreat, anything that has that needs lighting, sound, all that. Yes. We can also do that.
Let's hold it there. When we come back, I want us to unpack that a little bit more clearer, so that the listeners are clear in terms of, if I call Henry, I will be calling him because I know that he provides one,
that's
two,
correct.
Three. Let's take the break, and then we will be back in just about 20 minutes.
Thanks.